The 13-year-old girl stood in a Hot Shops cafeteria, watching frustrated staff wipe down sticky tables, sugar packets everywhere. Her father turned to her with a simple challenge. Can you fix this? That moment sparked a lifelong journey into innovation, not because she was a genius, but because she asked better questions. The result? The Sugar Cube, a plastic holder that organized packets and displayed advertising. This wasn't about brilliance. It was about curiosity meeting method. Innovation isn't reserved for tech prodigies or MBA graduates. Ralph Lauren launched Polo at 29. Hedy Lamarr invented Wi-Fi's precursor at 37. Henry Ford revolutionized manufacturing at 50. Ray Kroc built McDonald's at 52. What united them wasn't age or pedigree. It was a disciplined approach to solving real problems. Innovation follows patterns, and those patterns can be learned. Think innovation is chaotic inspiration? Think again. It follows 8 specific laws that transform vague ideas into market-ready solutions. First, every successful innovation solves an actual problem, not an imagined one. Second, one great innovation requires at least 3 good ideas to test and refine. Third, dreamers must become realists who identify their minimum viable product. Fourth, 100 customers can't be wrong. Their feedback is gold. Fifth, be ready to pivot at any point in the process. Sixth, innovation needs a sound business model, not just passion. Seventh, systematically de-risk your approach to improve odds. Eighth, perfect your pitch. No innovation succeeds without persuasion. These aren't abstract principles. They're battle-tested frameworks used at IBM, taught at top business schools, and praised by tech investors like Ashton Kutcher. Innovation solves unmet market needs, unlike invention, which simply finds something new. Gillette's blade evolution shows incremental innovation. Dyson's bagless vacuum exemplifies breakthrough innovation. Uber and Airbnb demonstrate disruptive innovation. Identifying your type shapes your entire approach. Most innovation fails by rushing to solutions before understanding problems. COVID-19 accelerated innovations in shopping, healthcare, and remote work, not through sudden brilliance, but by forcing better problem identification through constraints. 4 techniques unlock this skill. First, ask better questions instead of proposing answers. When a pharmaceutical team struggled recruiting trial patients, shifting from how do we recruit faster to what questions should we ask revealed customer-centered insights. Second, reframe problems through different stakeholder perspectives. A Broadway theater entertained waiting crowds with costumed actors, while an office building installed elevator mirrors to make waits feel shorter. Third, use analogies from others who've solved similar challenges, like automotive's digital twin borrowed from NASA's 1960s practice. Fourth, apply Elon Musk's first principles. Identify the problem, challenge assumptions, break it into basic elements, and create solutions from scratch. COVID-19 vaccine development exemplified this. Deconstructing the process, running simultaneous trials, and manufacturing candidates before approval. Great innovations emerge when teams connect emotionally with real users. When manufacturing manager Randy introduced Jan, a diabetes nurse educator, to share her daughter's patient journey, his team's perspective shifted. They weren't building glucose meters, they were supporting families navigating diagnosis. This insight sparked practical innovations, automatic backlighting for nighttime readings, and protective covers with fun designs kids wanted to wear. 3 structured methods generate valuable ideas. Big idea vignettes visually depict user experiences rather than technical features. Storyboards show how ideas fit into users' lives through comic strip-like scenes. User experience roadmaps explore long-term desired experiences, clarifying what functionality should be prioritized first versus developed later. Effective brainstorming requires specific rules. Think visually using flip charts, defer judgment, go for quantity with ambitious targets, have one conversation at a time, and stay focused using a parking lot for tangential ideas. After generating dozens of possibilities, narrow to 3 solutions, enough variety to test different approaches without becoming unwieldy.
An MVP, minimum viable product, transforms ideas into testable realities. As Eric Ries explains, while you decide what's minimal, the customer decides what's viable. This approach gets products into customers' hands quickly, generates maximum learning in minimal time, and focuses on essential features to reduce costs. True customer research means understanding customers so deeply you could pick them out in a crowd. Industries ignoring evolving needs become extinct. U.S. railroads declined by defining themselves as railroads rather than transportation providers, taxis lost to Uber, and cables surrendered to streaming. Voice of the customer research reveals gaps between customer needs and actual experience. Companies using VOC generate 10 times greater annual revenue. Steve Jobs never held focus groups for the iPhone, yet deeply understood customer needs through observation, mastering getting so close to customers that you tell them what they need before they realize it themselves, exemplified by adding cameras to phones before customers requested them. Why 100 customers? Good research requires diverse perspectives across demographics. 100 provides statistical significance while forcing innovators to face uncomfortable feedback. Often, the 100th interview provides the crucial insight. 6 key questions extract essential insights. Who is the customer? What's their current state? What are their pain points? How big is the problem? What solutions have they tried? What do they think about your solution? 3 Princeton engineering students, frustrated with meal prep, created a simple robotic arm chopping vegetables, testing it with Blue Apron and refining based on real kitchen feedback. MVPs vary. Fast cycle sketch tests simulate experiences using paper before coding. Back-end tests manually simulate services. Zappos founder bought shoes locally and delivered them after website orders tested demand. Pop-up shops create temporary spaces showcasing products. Pivoting, changing strategy without changing vision, is essential for success. Vanderbilt shifted from steamships to railroads. Wrigley moved from soap to chewing gum. Twitter evolved from podcasting company Odeo. YouTube pivoted from dating site to video platform. Market feedback signals when strategy isn't working. Customers not buying as forecast, competitors gaining awareness, financial underperformance, disengaged partners, or external constraints. Mountain Guitars pivoted from marketing lightweight travel guitars for serious players to indestructible carbon fiber guitars for children, thriving through school music programs. A business model outlines how money will be made. Nespresso's razor and razor blade model sells coffee makers once while generating recurring revenue from proprietary capsules. 7 critical mistakes to avoid: forgetting cash is king, skipping problem-solution validation, making incomplete plans, conducting inadequate research, having unrealistic assumptions, neglecting risk, and overlooking competition. Match MVP type to learning objectives. Focus on solving the smallest customer problem worth paying for rather than competing on features. Sometimes validating concepts through slide decks or demos proves more valuable than rushing incomplete products. Entrepreneurial ventures face 4 main risk types. Uncontrollable risks like COVID-19 demand proactive responses despite being unpredictable. Strategic risks are desirable gambles. The 2014 Apple-IBM partnership exemplifies successful, calculated risk-taking. Manageable risks prove most impactful. Technical risks when technology underperforms, operational risks from failed processes, market risks causing 66% of new products to fail within 2 years, and financial risks causing 90% of startups to fail within a year from inadequate capital. Reputation risk requires anticipating brand-damaging incidents. Johnson & Johnson's 1982 Tylenol crisis response exemplifies effective management through decisive action and transparency. Securing investment requires effective communication. Present a clear vision showing return on investment using market research proving your solution's superiority. The optimal pitch deck contains 10 slides: problem and market opportunity, tested solution, technology and IP protection, customer validation, competitive assessment, strategic roadmap, sales plan, team credentials, financial forecast, and summary. Effective pitches combine data with storytelling, showing both rational investment case and emotional resonance. Investors want validated assumptions, real customer feedback, and capable execution teams. The pitch isn't just about funding. It's about finding partners who believe in your mission and add strategic value beyond capital. Women hold only 5% of patents, represent 25% of top innovation firm leadership, and comprise just 20% of Fortune 500 chief innovation officers. The STEM gender wage gap stands at 16%. Half as many women as men start businesses, with 95% of women entrepreneurs failing within a year due to funding and support barriers. Yet the data reveals stark disparities. Women-led companies generate 78 cents in revenue per dollar raised versus men's 31 cents, and teams with female founders perform 63% better than all male counterparts. Women entrepreneurs face self-limiting views, stereotypical perceptions, and structural disadvantages: less entrepreneurial experience, less diverse networks, inadequate fundraising connections, and tax systems that discourage dual-earner models. Progress is emerging. Women now comprise 26% of angel investors, and major financial institutions have launched accelerators for women and multicultural entrepreneurs. We need unified action: mandatory diversity reporting for venture capitalists, university and corporate training programs on capital raising, and reversing the trend of women leaving tech careers at twice the rate of men. From Josephine Cochran's dishwasher to Hedy Lamarr's frequency-hopping radio system, history proves the innovation mindset transcends gender when given opportunity. Innovation isn't magic, it's method. It's asking better questions, testing assumptions, listening to customers, and persisting through obstacles. The question isn't whether you can innovate, it's whether you're willing to start today.